everyone, thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shadarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about how can we build our life in a better way here in Israel and all around the world. If you look at a country, there are two parts. There's the general population and the systems of government where the elected officials sit. And we see that from year to year, the relationship between the public and the elected officials becomes ever gloomier. We want to see, what can we do about it? Yael, please. Yeah, we'd like to talk about how does the internet era affect the connection between these two parts Oren just mentioned, the public and its elected officials. Today we see a growing phenomenon where politicians are more and more involved in the internet system, where today the internet is a kind of a connection between the public and its elected officials. Most of the elected officials have Facebook today. It's easy to communicate with them. We see them, their families, who are they meeting with. They immediately present their opinion about different ongoing events. We can respond. And there's a feeling that it's a new kind of a connection between the public and the government. And we wanted to understand how this technological change affects the connection between the people and the government. And our question is, how do you see this technological change influencing the nature of the connection between the elected officials, the government, and the public? In the meantime, what I see is that by the different modern kinds of connection, people have greater opportunities to steal, confuse others, disguise themselves however they want, and that's it. We have to understand that a means which is developed by our general ego can't be good. It becomes more egoistic, and we see it on the net. Because the connection that we see, that we achieve on the internet, is entirely dark. I don't see the person there. What do I have as a result of seeing how many children he has, and a wife, and how he poses with them next to his house, and some vegetation next to the house, and so on. What do I have as a result? It's just in order to confuse the public. That's it. Man grows egoistically until he starts correcting himself, and the public shouldn't delude themselves that things are becoming more democratic because Mr. X has a Facebook now, and Twitter, and so on and so forth. And he's even telling how he did something bad in childhood and how he's suffering to this day, that he stole an apple from his friend, you know, different things that you start really crying, how that person's suffering to this day. All in all, as always, it's that same ancient serpent, but only in a more sophisticated way working on us. And that's it. I don't see in the virtual forms of today's connection any form which could serve the best interests of people. But this is the beginning. It's always, and there was evening and there was morning, the first day, meaning we always start from the darkness, confusion, lack of awareness, and so on. And we overcome it, and we see that it's not in our favor, that it's confusing us, and so on. And then we really destroy the previous form that we always start on the wrong side because all of us are egoists. And gradually we start thinking, how do we turn it into something that we won't suffer that much. In the meantime, I see that the internet helps us plunge our kids into drugs, prostitution, violence, helping different crime organizations to be better connected between them. First of all, it organizes the bad things as to how to control us, how to sell us different things that are beneficial for someone. All in all, it confuses us. We stop reading, we stop watching theater, we no longer go to museums. We also don't rest. We don't rest. But hours over hours, we're sitting in front of the screen. I don't see people. I see the screen. On the screen, I see the images of people, which aren't people, because what's presented to me there are some plastic figures, artificial images. And therefore, we completely fell out of human society. We have no connection between us. Even though that this tool is as if a connecting tool, it creates disconnection between us. And we're living a life now that we can't do without it, because I can't connect with other people but through it. And when I connect with other people through it, I'm no longer connecting with people. But I have no choice. I have no choice. We're no longer feeling each other. It's all through the net. Soon we're going to have congresses, summits, meetings, different forms of conversation, also through the net. It already does exist. I understand that that's how it is, but I'm saying that it's really going to be that way. Meaning the form that we came to is a very special one. And we have to start acknowledging its evil. There has to be the recognition of evil. How does it disconnect us, this tool? You said many things that raise many questions. But the bottom line is what you said is that it disconnects us. It disconnects us from the concept of being a human being. It disconnects us from the concept of connecting to another person, feeling him, seeing him, even feeling him. I shake that person's hand, I talk to him about something, we drink together a glass of beer or a cup of coffee. Simply being in one place together, we came to a state where we're not reading anything. Even though that the reading era for humanity was for the past 10,000 years, suddenly we stopped reading. We don't even watch important kind of movies, special movies, compositions. Either we watch TV series, where everything's changing all the time, or we watch clips, and also no more than 3 minutes. If I watch a 20-minute clip, then, oh, this is something that I can't do for sure. Why is it important to read, watch compositions? I become included in meaningful matters. Information, news, I can convey this in a very short way. And also they have their own politics about that, how they prepare themselves. But the bottom line is that it's news. You can convey it in a very short manner. And then, as if I don't need anything else, but if I'm using some kind of a source which serves me, educates me, arranges me internally, then I need hours for that. I need a lot of time for it. When I'm going to listen to a symphony or another kind of composition or an opera or theater, I need hours for it. To become included with the actors, the personas, and to go through the different states they go through with them, and to become included in it. And I can agree or disagree with it, and why, and so on. I live these things. I have to absorb them. And here, on the internet, I don't do it. And what does it give to a person that he experiences this? He doesn't change. He doesn't live his life. He lives in order to watch clips. That's it. That's all. In our development, we finished with the internet. We finished the gradual, targeted development of humanity. We have reached a state where we are developing, and the internet is actually doing something wonderful, but we have to acknowledge that this action is the recognition of evil of the state we came to. So you're saying that internet's contribution to humanity is that it brought us to a state where we understand that we're in a bad state? Yeah? It's all in all a tool. A tool which no longer contributes anything for my development. And now I simply have to acknowledge the critical, finite state that I came to. And now what do I have to do in order to save myself? And the internet does that for me. This is why it was discovered, because a connection, an open connection, available for everyone, where I can elaborately be connected with everyone, receive from everyone, whatever I want, and so on. But all in all, it destroys the human in me. But it's for the better. For the better, it means that I will attain, understand that today I'm in a state where the only thing about me is that I'm a consumer of that miserable information which exists there. At this point on our show, I'd like to return to the point we started off with. We'd like to take a look at the connection between the public and its elected officials. We started with saying that the internet brought into our life things we didn't have in the past, which allow the elected officials to be in an ever greater false state towards the public, because they're as if available on the internet, and their entire kitchen cabinet remains behind the scenes, behind the internet, and no one knows what's going on there. Right, you said that this is the situation now, but it's a stop on our way to a better place. You probably don't mean to return to the Stone Age like it was before the internet. No, not even a step back. So it's not that you're anti-development or whatever. No, of course not. I'm going with nature. There can be no way back. What happened, happened. Yeah. So from this place, I want to go forward, and I'd like to focus on the relations between the public and the elected officials. If we see that the internet took over our lives and everything is as if open to everyone, how in the future will the connection between the public and the elected officials be able to be better with the help of the internet? What's waiting on the horizon? Something positive that the internet could add to the connection between the public and the elected officials. On one of our previous talks, you said that the best possible connection between the two, it's like a head and body working in harmony and mutual feedback, mutual nourishment, and so on. The internet will first of all help education, to educate everyone, including the government and the public, to educate everyone, regardless of the result, that after this result, maybe those that are in government and power will no longer remain there. But we have to bring education to the people, integral education, for everyone to feel and understand the era we live in, the situation we're living in, where nature is revealing itself as a global, integral nature, and we also have to build human society accordingly, where all of us belong to one body, as much as we can, or at least in a country. Let's start small, at least in the country. And here the internet can really be at our service. That through the internet we can reach any person. Internet or television, and today both television and also the radio are becoming a part of the internet. And the internet is starting to provide the different means of communication also through them. How do you see it influencing the connection between the public and the elected officials? I hope that in the meantime it will either be by different circles which will build it through the internet willingly. Like us, suppose. We're building our dissemination through the internet, and there will be others. And I think that afterwards, after we will be able to influence the public and the government by it, there will be a law that people will be obligated to use our educational system through the net, everyone, and it's going to be compulsory. Compulsory education for everyone. Not only for kids, but for everyone. Otherwise, a person, he's not entitled to be a citizen. He's not entitled to a pension, different benefits, regardless what and how. He won't be able to turn to the government unless he has this student card. Let's call it that way. And everyone, all through life, throughout one's entire life, a person goes through education, the different stages, levels of education. And like we talked about it on our previous show, I think, then the people will know what kind of leaders do they need and how should they derive these kinds of leaders out of themselves in order for them to become the head. I'd like to look at it again from a different perspective. You said that this tool, all in all, corrupts the connection. It seems to us that it creates a closer connection between the leadership and the public, but it actually distances us. According to a simple rule, an egoist cannot build something better out of his ego. And he always uses the different types of aid that he has only in order to advance in the direction of the ego, to use the ego in an even more sophisticated way, in a greater way. This being the situation. Yeah. Now, the question is, how can we take this tool and turn this virtual imaginary connection, which is as if a close kind of connection, into something which is really a true warm kind of connection between the leadership and the public, only after education. You can go on the net and see what's going on there. There are many researches about it, and you see what it's full of. 90-95% of the internet, what it consists of. Of course, there might be good things there, but derive the good things. Make sure that these are good things. This is something that we can do, even if you have different advice of how to be healthy. Who knows if it's true or not? There are really such pages there that people present out of their egoistic desire, of course, but a relatively good desire to tell about their achievements by such and such actions, how to achieve a better health, education. There are such, but it's a minority compared to this great big instrument. Let's leap forward. Suppose the public went through the process of the development of consciousness and recognition, and they understand that we have to build ourselves as one body. In the internet era, it's very close to our perception, actually, and new leaders grow, understanding that the goal is to build new relations between us. Going forward, we reach this place, there is a public, there are the elected officials that we've described them as the head and the body. How does their connection utilize the internet positively? The internet, it's a tool. You can use it for good or bad things. But there's nothing good or bad about technology itself. So if you can draw the outlines as to the kind of connection, partnership there is between the future leaders and the public through the internet, because it's something that you didn't have in the past. Why? Because you didn't need it. From nature, we didn't have to connect between us in a circle, in a round way, for everyone to be interconnected as one man and one heart. These and those, everyone being brothers, interconnected, mutual guarantee, there was no need for it, and therefore, we did not discover this tool. And now that we're all demanded to be interconnected, and in a round, integral way, inequality. Nature is already demanding that, and therefore we also got the tool for it. How do we use it for these good positive things you've just described? How will the government and the public, what kind of interaction will there be between the public and the elected officials? I think that organizations like us, I'm talking about the public and the elected officials. Okay, I understand. We need an educational process that uses the internet in order to bring the recognition and understanding. Let's take a step forward. We're there. We have a society that understands that we're headed in the direction of greater connection and so on. How does the internet, this new tool that didn't exist 20 or 50 years ago, how does it allow a quick mutual kind of connection between the public and the elected officials, the leadership? The educational system will give birth to such a system of connections between the public and those people that the public derive from themselves, elevate, so that this mutual connection won't stop. It's going to be a live connection, that which exists in the head will exist in the body, and what exists in the body goes up to the head. And then, in this mutual way, where they also continue to be educated together, and exist together as one body, because like your head and your body are interconnected, then all these ties, all these different kinds of connections, the internet will help us keep it on the level of an entire nation. Which means what? It means that we'll have a tight connection between the head and the body, the government and the people. And what will the internet give us? What is that additional thing that it will allow us that we didn't have prior to the internet? It will, first of all, allow us to build an educational body which will be unanimous for the entire nation, where the entire nation will advance with this educational body more and more, and out of it will come ever more advanced people that are capable of managing the public on different levels, like the people of Israel and their past were divided into tens, hundreds, thousands. There were heads to all these groups. And there will be a connection between those leaders of the tens, hundreds, and thousands and the head. And the head, these are going to be the sages, like in the days of Moses, like in the days of the Sanhedrin. These are going to be the sages, and these sages are going to manage the public, and the public will know and believe in them because they will feel that they are the sages, that they are wise, that the only thing that the sages want is to take care of the public, that they have nothing for themselves. This is called being a holy nation and a kingdom of priests, where the head has nothing. They don't have any property or anything. What will the leaders write to the public on their Facebook? They'll constantly tell the people about the right forms of living, of behavior. They will dictate to the educational system how to work with the people, how to prepare the people in ever more advanced forms towards greater connection. Meaning, until we will discover the power of love, of bestowal, that dwells among all of us, connecting all of us into one body. This is the role of the government. This is from the side of the leaders. The internet has two sides to it. What will they want to receive as feedback from the public? They have to feel what's going on with the public. In order to present the public with something, you have to feel them. You have to take their desires with the goal that you see that the people have to come to. You have to take their desire and work on their desire for it to suit that goal. Our time's almost up. In a sentence, the future, the connection between the elected officials and the public and the internet. The internet is going to be a place where all of us are, where we can connect, feel each other, to the point where we exchange this place for an inner feeling where we feel as one heart. And in the future to come, we won't need internet or anything. This internet will exist inside of us. We'll feel each other so much as one man and one heart that this will be the real internet. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.